Hundreds of thousands of people will gather in central Sydney on Saturday night for the annual Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Parade. It's an internationally renowned gay pride event which aims to increase the visibility of gay, lesbian, bisexual and transgender communities and their cultures. But there's a group of people within those communities who have little, if any, visibility. And they're people who also have a disability, who struggle to have their sexuality acknowledged at all. Cathy Van Exel reports.
My name's Sarah. I'm 37. I live in Sydney. I got a diagnosis of MS just over 2 years ago. It's a rare and reasonably aggressive form, which is a bit unlucky, but that's life. And since I had a big flare-up and had a lesion across my spine last year, so I've spent most of the time since then in a wheelchair. I think of myself as polyamorous. I have Kat, who is my primary partner. We've been together for 5 and a bit years, since just before I got sick. And we have a very strong relationship, but both of us also have other partners, other lovers.
Sarah McIntosh is one of 19 subjects of a photographic exhibition called Outing Disability. Part of the Sydney Mardi Gras Festival, the exhibition's aimed at countering the silence and taboos around disability and sexuality. Something Sarah McIntosh has experienced in recent years.
It has been very interesting seeing the difference in how people respond to me, how they used to and how they do now meeting me. In terms of sexuality, I get almost classified as asexual now at first. And then kind of when people get to know me a bit, you know, they kind of go, oh, okay. But then there's still this real tentativeness that people get about actual sex. It's almost a fear, worried about hurting me or making my condition worse, things like that.
It's a common experience for people with a disability, says Rob Hardy. He's a senior health promotion officer with Family Planning New South Wales, which is behind the exhibition.
I guess there's a number of myths that exist in our society about the sexuality of people with disability. And one of the strongest myths that exist is that people with disability are asexual or they're non-sexual, that because they have a disability, then their sexuality is also disabled. And that's simply not true. We know that people with disability have the same desires for intimacy and touch and relationships and sex just as anyone else.
Rob Hardy says there are even greater barriers for gay and lesbian people with a disability.
The exhibition really became about out of recognition that lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender, intersex people with disability have really, their needs have really largely been ignored. Disability service providers may ignore their sexuality needs. And when this group of people also want to, I guess, participate in the gay and lesbian community, they may find that there's a number of barriers they face in doing so.
These barriers can also include an assumption by their carers and disability service providers that they're heterosexual. That's not been an issue for Sarah McIntosh, who lives with her carer and partner. But access is another challenge.
I find that going out to pubs and clubs is a bit more difficult. I've got my favourite ones, you know, which these days is more defined by accessibility than by other things, because a lot of the clubs are not accessible, or even if they are, you know, you can get a place that, you know, you can has a ramp, you can get into it with a wheelchair, but the tables are so close together that you can't get around and that kind of thing.
Sarah McIntosh believes the Outing Disability exhibition is an important step towards acknowledging that sexuality should be part of the push for better access and inclusion of people with disability. That's why she's agreed to be photographed.
The photo is of me and my partner, Kat. We are standing, I'm wearing a corset, and Kat's quite a bit shorter than me, so she's got her shirt and tie on and is looking up at me, and it's quite fun and playful, but it's also quite sexy without being risque. The actual picture itself doesn't necessarily portray my disability, but the way it's presented in the exhibit, it's actually overlaid with a mirrored photo of a wheelchair. So it's a bit of a kind of shadow effect.
The exhibition, which features 1.5-metre mirrored panels, is the work of internationally acclaimed photographer Belinda Mason. It came out of her 2000 exhibition featuring disability and sexuality, which toured Australia for 7 years. Belinda Mason says the subjects are tied by a common thread.
They come from a broad range of disability, and they all have a very different story to tell and a different experience. And overridingly, it's the thing that links them all together is that feeling that they are not seen as having a sexuality and that they suffer a double discrimination. And I choose that word suffer very, very carefully.
For Family Planning New South Wales, outing disability is part of a larger project looking at the needs of LGBTI people with disability. Rob Hardy says the Mardi Gras parade is another opportunity to draw attention to the issue.
We really want to make sure that people with disability feel included within the gay and lesbian community and can also participate fully in some of the activities, including Mardi Gras. So there will be, in partnership with People with Disability Australia, there will be a float in the Mardi Gras parade, and over 150 people with disability and their supporters will be marching in the parade this year.
Sarah McIntosh won't be on that float, but as one of the Mardi Gras volunteers, she'll get a chance to march in the parade in her wheelchair. Sarah has this Mardi Gras message.
People with disabilities like sex and want sex and have sex, and that's okay.
Sarah McIntosh is a Mardi Gras volunteer and one of the subjects of the photographic exhibition Outing Disability, which is part of Sydney's Mardi Gras Festival. Kathy Van Extel with that report.